Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. I thank God for another day in this 2018 that He has added into our lives. I praise God for all His great and mighty acts. He is so marvelous. I praise God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. We praise God for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing, excited, in anticipation of expectancy or a move of God this year like never before. Our eyes are fixed and ears are open to hear the Spirit of the Lord. Those that have an ear, let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church, even in this hour, this day, every day, if we open ourselves up to hear His voice. He wanted to divinely connect us to Him as we submit ourselves and deny this flesh and mortify this flesh and open our spirits to Him and obedient in His word and seeking His face. So we are blessing the Lord because He is worthy to be praised. So as we come to magnify Him tonight, to listen with thus said the Lord, to hear the woman of God, Pastor Bird, the prophet, God has God blessed and put the word in her spirit for us tonight. We want to open our ears and open our hearts and open our minds and submit ourselves to hearing the voice of God and knowing how to discern. We know when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, so we have to know when He speaks, allow Him to have free reign. So we bless the Lord. So we just want to continue to magnify Him. And as I'm waiting for her to come online, we thank the Lord for the prayer warriors that have came on thus far, but we're waiting on our speaker. So as we're waiting on the speaker, we're going to give you the scripture and say a couple of words and prayerfully pray that she, and then prayerfully she'll be online in just a moment. Bless the Lord. Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered in my name, Jesus, as my followers, I am in the midst of them. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. He empowers us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And a reading that we had some time ago, it says, laugh again. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I Am. He paused. I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with all its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I Was. When you live in the future with its problems and its fears, it is hard. I'm not there. My name is not I Will Be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I Am. Praise the Lord. Father, as we come before you tonight, we give you glory and honor. You are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, we praise and magnify your name. As we come in your presence today, we ask you, Lord God, to give us, glory to God, a mindset, help us in our mindset to stay focused, to set ourselves in a place that your will be done, and that we will not allow nothing or anything to interfere with the anointing that you've placed in our lives. Help us to walk in the agape and to walk in forgiveness. Help us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us, that we may stay focused and allow you to have, glory to God, your full control of our lives. God, we pray now as we come before you and the speaker that comes in now to speak into our heart, we pray and thank you for your word is already anointed. So anoint your vessel that she'll open her mouth and speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. We're thanking you, Lord God, as we have an ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, but we also not want to just hear, as your word say, be hearers and doers. So, God, we pray right now for you to bring forth your word that will encourage, that will build up, that will tear down, that uproot, that will bring revelation, that will bring us, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, to draw closer and nigh to thee, O Lord. We're praying for healing of the broken heart, healing, glory to God, of those things that are going on in the physical body, those things, glory to God, that we need to cast, glory, out of sight and have strength and courage to continue to stand. Whatever the need is, God, we are believing that you're going to do it. So, God, as we bless you, to bless her, glory to God, to come forth, we're asking you, Lord God, to have your way. As we open our ears now, speak, Holy Spirit. as you allow us, Lord, to God, to sit in your presence, and in your presence is fullness of joy. We're thanking you, Lord, for all your great and mighty acts. We're praying for salvation and deliverance for those that need it, and we're praying, Lord, to God, for those that need a stronger determination to hold fast the faith. We're praying that you would do so as well. God, you are a healer and a deliverer, and God, we ask you right now to move by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. So at this time, we're going to prepare, glory to God, for none other than Prophetess Lillian Bird, that she's going to come forth, glory to God, and allow the Lord to use her in her own way. We thank God for anointed prayer warrior, for a woman that hears from God, a woman that prays, that seeks to God's face before she speaks, a woman that can hear and speak in glory to God, and revelation knowledge of God's word in the prophetic, and how he uses her, glory to God, just to even be an encouragement and a counselor. So whatever God do tonight through her, we're praying, God, you get the glory, you get the honor. We don't exalt flesh, we exalt the anointing of the vessel that God is using as they're allowing God to manifest itself, that we can see fruit, glory to God, in that vessel. So at this time, none other than Pastor Lillian Bird. As we open the line for her now, receive her now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Prophetess, the line is open to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. We come to you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do give you praise today, and we honor you. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you, Father God, for saving us and keeping us. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come before your people to share the word, God, that you've given me. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that Lillian decreases, you increase. And what you want said, God, let it be said. We give you all praise, honor, and glory, and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We're coming tonight with something that God gave me. And we're going to be coming out of the book of 2 Chronicles, starting at the 20th verse. We're going to be talking about Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat came to a place in his life where the enemy was coming against him. And they came in a large number against him, and Jehoshaphat knew that he had to seek the Lord. This was something too big for him. And we're going to start with verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of all fathers, are you not God in heaven, and do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Jehoshaphat, the Bible said that he had fear in his heart, and in that moment he went to seek God. Now, this fear that he had was a natural fear, but it was also that reverent fear that we have of the Lord. And he knew that what he was coming against was too much for him. We have to know our limitations. We have to know that there are some things that we don't need to come against, but we need to come against it with prayer and fasting. And the Bible said that he called all people together. Sometimes we go on a fast, we proclaim a fast, but why we are doing it is not clear to everybody. See, everybody was on one accord. When they came together to pray, I wasn't praying for my needs, you weren't praying for your needs, and this household got their thing going on. They had to come together on one accord and seek the face of God. If we want God to be big in our lives, we got to come together as one. And we got to come against the enemy sometimes with fasting and praying. And I know we don't like to hear that, but something's just not going to change without a little fasting. And then he did something in verse 6 when he said, O Lord God, all fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over the kingdoms of the nation? He is establishing God's rule and reign. He is establishing God's lordship. He is establishing that God rules everything. He's the creator of everything. Everything was made by him and for him. And who can stand against us as God is for us? The deity of God, knowing who he is, knowing the power that God has. God cannot be defeated. So we don't have to have that kind of fear, because we can't come against the enemy in this flesh. But we can with the power of Almighty God. That's where our help comes from. That's where our strength comes from. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and did not destroy them. God's mercy and grace upon the heathen. He would not allow them to be destroyed. Here they are. Look what they did. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us for an inheritance. Oh, God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. I want to use for a subject today is the position of triumph, and I want to subtitle that as position yourself. Position yourself. Now, all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehoshaphat, the son of Zechariah. And listen to this. And he said, listen, all of you of Judah, and your inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. We face battles every day, but we got to know that that battle is not ours. That battle belongs to the Lord. He is fighting for us. He is for us. For the battle is not yours, but God. We may not fight, in an enemy's army. But every day we battle temptations, pressures, and rulers. Every day we're fighting a battle that is not carnal, but mighty for the pulling down the stronghold. Satan is always battling you, and that battle starts in your mind. That battle starts with the thoughts that he placed within us. And believe it or not, we as believers, I'm talking to believers and I'm talking to the Christian church, we allow the devil to come in and put thoughts in our mind that's not of God. Have you ever heard of Christians committing suicide? Doing unthinkable things? Unruly? Unrighteous acts, fornicators, backbiters, all of these things are works of the flesh, and it's a battle. And that battle is the battle of your spirit against your flesh. And whenever that happens, we have to do just what Jehoshaphat did. Is we have to seek God. And we have to know that this battle that we're in is not all battles. See, the battle's already won. We got to get in the fight. And that fight that we get in is a spiritual battle. We got to pray without ceasing. We got to fast. And we don't like to fast. And sometimes we just got to push that plate back and fast and watch God work. Because we're fighting against the enemy, which is Satan and his cohorts. And he's always rebelling against what God said. How do we let God fight for us? Number one, by realizing that the battle is not ours, but God. Number two, by recognizing human limitations and allowing God's strength to work through our fears and weaknesses. Three, by making sure we are pursuing God's interests and not our own selfish desires. And four, by asking God for help in our daily battle. Daily. Daily the enemy is fighting against you. Daily we need to be seeking the face of God and not just his hand. Daily we need to be communing with God, for there's a battle going on. And he said that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, ruler of the darkness of this world. And we cannot do it in carnality. We cannot do it in this flesh. We got to give it to God. Because nothing can come against God. It can come, but it won't prosper anything. For he is superior, he is supreme, and he is the ruler of everything. So we got to know our limitations. We got to give it to God. Sometimes we try to fix it, and when we can't, then we'll come to God. And what has happened, we've messed up some things, and we've kept God from doing what he wants to do by putting our hands in it. I'm here to tell you, you cannot fix it. And I like this because I believe that this is a prophetic word even for the body of Christ right now when it says, you will not need to fight. This is verse 17. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Position yourself. I like that. Position yourself. That positioning yourself means to be in place, your place of authority. Stay in your lane. You know, sometimes we're all over the place. We're trying to do everybody's job except the job that God gave you. And you leave your post empty, and the enemy will come in. Stand your position. Don't let anything come in and get you out of the place that God has positioned you. Because wherever God positions you, he gives you authority and dominion over that thing. If God calls you to pray, you need to be in that position when the enemy comes, praying. If God calls you to preach, you need to be in that position when the enemy comes. If God calls you to teach or to prophesy, whatever God calls you to do, stay your position. Don't let circumstances or situations pull you from where God wants you to be. So many times we get caught up in situations and we leave the door open for the enemy. And the enemy comes in and attacks your home life. It attacks the people under your roof. It attacks the people on your job. Because the door is left open, there's nobody can do your job but you. Stand your position. Don't ever give it up. Do not give up that authority. Because we know there's some folk that can pray. And we just know by the fruit that that's their position. That's their place of authority. Do not be moved by what you see around you. Because the enemy always doing something to distract us and to keep us from doing what God has called us to do. So you got to stay your post. You got to know that this is what God called me to do, and I'm not going to let my rooty children pull me from that position. I'm not going to let nothing that the doctor said or anything pull me from my position. I know who I am in Christ Jesus, and I'm going to pray through this thing. That's where my power and authority is. And when I do that, I open up that door where God can come in and fight for me. You will not need to fight in this battle. Because we're going to be faced with some things in this year, and God spoke to me so clearly on this. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself. Stand still. Sometimes we just don't need to do nothing. Because I'm trying to work it out. That standing still is mean doing nothing. Just standing my position and keeping my post. That's all I'm doing, because God is behind me fighting for me. I may not see him in that thing. I may even feel that he has deserted me. But God is fighting for you. He is for you. So just take your hands off of it. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is always with you. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always there. Even when you're going through and you can't feel it. You know, I heard God tell me to move to Florida. And I packed up and I moved. And in my mind, I just knew that my house was going to be sold and I was going to be able to just live there because God said it. And everything started going wrong. And in the midst of that, I'm thinking, well, God, did I miss you? I mean, what happened? Why is this house not selling? And I was there for 6 months, and I realized, you know, I can't continue to live in two places because I'm still paying a mortgage, still paying for the light, still paying here, and then paying where I was at. And I could not any longer do it. But I trust God in all of this. I will not move my post. I'm going to move to Florida in his timing. I don't know why it happened. I don't know what's going on in the background, but all I know is God got this. And I got to stand unmovable, believing that if God said it, it shall come to pass. They tell me that it's because of the neighborhood that I'm living in that the house is not selling. Whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. Nothing is too hard for God. And this house is going to sell in the set time that God had set forth. I'm standing firm, unmovable. But did it come and bring a little faith, a fear? Did it shake me a little bit? It did. But see, I know the battle is not mine, it's the Lord's, and we can't stay down. We got to get up, and we got to fight a spiritual battle. And as we do it, it's with our prayers. It's with the time that we commune with God. It's just knowing that I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm going to begin to call those things that be not as if they were. I came back, did not unpack not one box. Everything that's in there is still in there because I'm moving regardless of what it looked like. I got to stand in faith. I got to stand still and position myself so that God can do whatever that is that God wants to do. And verse 18 says, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping him. When the enemy come in like a flood, we need to worship God. I don't care what happened. Because you see, the people that they had mercy on turned around and betrayed them and turned against them. They left them alone in the land. Now they want to put them out. Sometimes those close to you, those that you've done favors for, those that you've helped in time of need, will turn on you. They will come against you. They now become your enemy. But do not be afraid nor dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And so the people come together in the face of what's going on around them, and they begin to worship. See, when we are worshiping in the face of everything that's going on, when your children are on drugs, when they're disobedient, when you brought them up in church and now you can't get them through the doors of church, just begin to praise God for who he is. Give him praise, lifting up holy hands and praising God. It brings us into another state of mind when we begin to praise. But it moves the heart of God. And it says, then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. They were not moved by what was going on. In the midst of the battle, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to shout, and I'm going to shout loud. I'm going to get in the presence of God because I want to see the glory of God. I want to see the mercy of God. I want to see God move in this situation, and I'm going to praise him, all that is within me. When we take that position of standing, it comes with praise. See, I'm praising God right now. Whether the house sell or not, I'm going to praise God because he's worthy of all my praise. If he never do another thing for me, I'm going to hold my position and praise God because I know he can do it. But I'm walking according to the will of God, not my own will, not what I think should happen or when I think, but I'm trusting God because I know he's fighting for me. He's pulling for me. When I fall, he's rooting for me to get up, get up, get up. I'm going to keep my focus on God. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Jerusalem, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. Believe in God. Believe what God says. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care how long it take. Believe in God. And you shall be established. And it says this, believe his prophets. I'm talking about men and women of God that speak truth. I'm not talking about somebody who is prophesying that you're going to get $1 million tomorrow. You got to know false prophets when they come. But men and women of God who you know hear from God, he said, believe them. And he said, coming with that is a blessing that you will prosper. So if you know this man and woman is of God, and that they hear from God and they prophesy something to you, you should be attending to that word just like you heard from the word of God. We ain't talking about no trickery and all that foolishness, because that's in the body too. You don't need to send me $20. You don't need to do that, because this gospel that God talks about is free. If God leads you to do something, you do it because God said it, not because man said it. So don't get it twisted. But if you know that man and woman to be a prophet of God, the Bible says, believe them. And verse 21, it said, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and they were saying, praise the Lord,
For his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. For his mercy endureth forever. There is such an anointing. There is such an anointing on a song when you hear it and it touches you somewhere in there. And the reason for that is because your spirit reacts, hallelujah, connects with that song. And it is divine and it's glorious. And it puts your heart in another place. I don't care if your heart was heavy. There's just a song that began to come on and it began to break the yoke. And the singers went out and began to sing to the Lord in worship and praise before the battle. We know that Miriam also was the sister of Abraham. She also was one of those that went out before the battles and songs of praise to God, a worshiper before God. Before any battle, we need to praise God. We need to worship God. We need to sing unto the Lord a new song. I just believe that does something to the heart of God. I thank God loves music. I love music. It's just something about that song, even before the pastor get up to preach, that washes us and cleanses us and convicts us and brings us to tears. It is because of the anointing of worship, and that anointing breaks every yoke of bondage. I just give praise to God. And so that the singers now go forth in praise and worship, and they praise the Lord forever. Now when they began to sing and praise the Lord, listen to this. The Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. The Lord set the ambushes. The Lord set the ambushes as they were praising and worshiping God. He set up a trap for the enemy. When you begin to worship God and just to sing unto the Lord, God starts setting up ambushes for your enemy. Hallelujah. God set up the ambush. He didn't need you to do nothing but praise him. He didn't need you to do nothing but position yourself. He didn't need you to do nothing but stand still and watch him work. In this season, if we're in our place, if we're in position, if we turn it loose and give it to God and leave it there, if we allow God to be God in our lives and to fight our battles, we're going to win every last one of them. Got to give them to the Lord because he's able. Who can stand against him? Jehoshaphat asked that question. Who can come against God? Who can stand up against God? Are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? And in your hand is there not power and might? So that no one, nothing is able to withstand you. That's what we have to know it in our heart, that there's nothing too hard for God. He can't be defeated. And if he is for me, who can be against me? Not principalities or powers of spiritual wickedness in high places. Not things past, not things to come. Not demons, not angels, nothing shall be able to come up against me if God is for me. Praise be to God. Glory to his name. We got to know it. God is fighting for us. God is fighting for us. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves and more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoils because there was so much. The word of the prophet to Judah was, and to the church today is this, position yourself. And we got to know the difference between position and triumph. Position yourself. There is a place beyond victory, or victory and triumph, I mean. They had the victory. They won against the enemy. But there is a place beyond victory called triumph. Victory is being able to defeat your enemy. But look here. But triumph goes far beyond mere victory. When you triumph, you come out of the battle with more. Halabasi, hey, more than you had before. God wants to give you more. Just noted in this season, you going to come out with more than you went in with. God want to bless you abundantly and above whatever you can ask or think. He is in the blessing business. And he's fighting for you. They just did not destroy the enemy. But in that destruction, they came out with all of the spoil. Everything that they had, and they had a lot. Just think about this vast number of people taking 3 days to bring out all of that stuff. That was a lot of stuff. God has no respectable person, because God want to get something to you in the season. God want to give you more than you had when you came in. Position yourself for a blessing. I believe it in my heart. I feel it. Even when I was studying this message, I couldn't hardly be still because I saw it. I saw them going in and being amazed at what they saw. I saw them. Just filling up all they could and calling over a neighbor to tell them, you know, come over here. But that one had so much over where he was, he couldn't even come over to help you pick up the spoil. And it took him 3 days to carry all that stuff away. So God just didn't destroy the enemy. He gave them victory over the enemy, and they triumphed
they came out with more than they went in with. When you triumph, you come out of the battle with more than you had before. God wants to give you more. And what do we need to do? First, we need to learn how to stand together in time of trouble and crisis. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't. Sometimes the people in the body of Christ, and I'm talking to the body now, about the body. I know that there are some folk in the world that we love and we try to help, but we need to help one another in the body of Christ. We need to have sympathy to the people in the body of Christ. Sometimes the body of Christ beat up on you more than the world. Sometimes the body of Christ don't have any sympathy. You know, you can tell me I need to pray more. Well, I already know it. I'm already praying. Sometimes you can tell me I need to read more. Sometimes you need to do this. You need to do that. If you wasn't doing this, if you wasn't doing that, that is not sympathy. That is beating up on one another. This comes and say, I don't know what you're going through, sister. I don't know what happened, but I'm here for you. I'll pray with you. I'll carry this burden. Take this burden from you, and we're going to give it to God. Let's stand together. Two or three, gather together, touching and agreeing on any one thing. God will move. Stop beating up on your sister and brother. They're doing the best they can. Sometimes we go through trials and tribulations and we just can't pray. We just can't pray. I need your prayers. I need you to pull me up out of this. I need you to stand in the gap for me. I need you to intercede for me. I don't need you to tell me what I'm doing wrong. I'm already oppressed and depressed. I need somebody to pray and bring me up out of that thing, standing in the gap for me. Because when the body of Christ come together, and me and Pastor BJ have talked about this, this has been one of our prayers, that the body of Christ come together on one accord. Because the Bible said that at the day of Pentecost, they were all there on one accord, and God showed up. That's what God wants for his body. He wants us to be so completely coming together and not scattered to and fro with every other doctrine. You know, if you are not Baptist, then you're not doing it right. If you are not AME, if you are not this, if you are not that, if you're not holy, if you're not Pentecostal, let me tell you one thing, that God is so great and he's so big that he wants the praises of all his people. Denomination has nothing to do with it. What has to do with it is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, being crucified. If it's any other gospel besides Jesus Christ, then we are not yoked together. But if we all believe in Jesus Christ being the Son of God, being crucified and rose again, we are his body. We are a body of believers. And we need to stand with each other and pray for one another like never before. What was the first thing King Jehoshaphat did when the crisis arose? He called a fast to the entire nation could bow before the Lord's face
and pray. Lord, we humble ourselves. When we take a low position, we open the door for God to take the high position. Whenever we humble ourselves, we allow God to come. When we humble ourselves before God, our first desire must be for Him. We should humble ourselves to seek His face, not just merely His hand. We want you, Lord, above all. We want you. We want your glory. We want your presence. We want the anointing. We must have you. Moses knew the secret to blessing. When the Lord gave him an opportunity to go out and be successful and promised to send an angel along with him, Moses said, "No way, we are not going one step further unless you go with us." See, God is fighting for us, and I don't want to live without God. I don't want to do nothing without Him. I want God. I want more and more of Him. I want His presence. I want His glory. I want to see that manifestations of miracles and signs and wonders in God's body, in the church. That's not for me. I want to see people healed and whole and delivered and set free. I want to see those chains being broken that hold us in tradition and all other kinds of things that keep us in bondage. I want to see it happen. I want to see us being free in Christ Jesus. And we can do it when we come into the presence of God. We can do it when we recognize the fact that it's not me. I am weak and I need God's strength. The battle is not mine. This battle belongs to God. And I'm going to stand my post. I'm going to pray without seeking, without ceasing. I'm going to be here in season and out of season. And when I'm weak and I don't feel like I can just fight, I'm going to call my sister and ask her to pray for me. I'm going to ask her to stand in the gap for me without judging. As this ain't happened because you ain't doing, I don't need that. I just need you to pray. Let God take care of all that other stuff. That's not your call. And I'm not saying that we don't minister one to another, but we do it in a way that we lift each other up and not tear each other down, that we make each other feel good about ourselves. I'm already in a bad situation. I'm already feeling bad. I'm already in a place where I'm depressed and oppressed. I'm already there. I don't need you to tell me what I'm doing wrong or why I'm not moving or why things are not happening. I need you to pray. We're on the same side and we serve the same God. And if I stay connected to that vine, God Himself is going to show me where I'm at and what I need to do, because I'm seeking Him. I'm listening for His voice, and I'm standing unmovable in Christ Jesus. So I just want to say today that regardless of what you're going through, God knows exactly where you are right now. And He got the matter in His hand. Don't try to figure it out. Don't get in His way. He has a plan for you. Always to prosper you and not harm you. He means to bring you to a good end. And just remember that when this battle is over, whatever you're going through right now, when this battle is over, you're going to be in a better position than you were in before the battle. Because see, this battle just came to make you strong. This battle came to bring you into another level. This battle came to make you pray more. This battle came so that you could seek God. And he will never leave nor forsake you. Father, we praise your holy and righteous name, for you are God, and above you there are none other. You are first, last, beginning, and end. You are the author of our faith, and you are the finisher of it. So, God, we come boldly to your throne of grace today. And, God, first of all, we lift up the body of Christ. Because, God, we are in a spiritual battle. We are constantly being bombarded with all kinds of things in this world, Father God. And I ask in the name of Jesus that that mind that be in Christ be in us. I ask, Father God, that regardless of what we're going through, that we stand our position. I pray for the strength of my sister, God, that's going through hardships right now, and she just can't find the words to pray. I pray for her. I stand in the gap for her, God. Just as Jesus is at your right hand and he's interceding for us, we are to intercede one for another. I pray, Father, that your will be done. Let your kingdom come. I pray, Father God, in this season, because, God, there are a lot of hurting people and they're in the body. And the enemy have tricked them, God. They're in debt that they can't get out of. The children on drug and alcohol, and they don't know what to do. Husband and wives, God, is cheating on one another. There's so many things going on in the body of Christ. But I pray they strengthen. I pray that they don't give up. Don't give up on the children. Don't give up on the spouse. And know that you are God and you're in charge. Help us to know just what Jehoshaphat said. Are you not God? Are you not the one who created heaven and earth? Is there not power and might in your hands? No one is able to withstand you. Help us to keep that, God, in our mind. And help us to humble ourselves before you and to seek your face and pray. And help us to know, Father God, that the battle is not ours, it's yours. And help us, Father God, to take that position of standing in the midst of everything that's going on. And I pray, Father God, now for everyone that's on this line tonight. God, I pray that they come into that place where you ordain them to be before the foundation of the world. And that they know who you are, Father God, and that they go and make other disciples. Because, God, we need an army of prayer warriors. We need an army of intercessors and prophets and preachers and teachers in these last days like never before. And I bless each one. And I thank you, God, that whatever bondage they've been in, that you're about to bring them out. And you're going to bring them out, God, with more than they had when they went in. So we bless you, we love you, and we thank you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
What a mighty, mighty, mighty move of God through that word. Oh, I am not even going to try to go over anything. I just wanted to marinate in all of our spirits. You have spoken a word directly out of the heart of God for the body of Christ. I pray, God, the blessings upon you. Father, I pray a blood covering over your servant now. Thank you for her being obedient and open up her heart, her mind, her spirit to allow you to download all that was needed and pour back out into the body. I pray you continue to strengthen her, cover her, bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against her, even in that delivery or any of us as we heard and we're hearing, and God desiring to allow it, glory to God, to penetrate and to find ourselves in another place in you. I praise you, glory to God, for the servants that will obey you when you speak. And God, we believe you for manifestation of your fruit to be manifested in us as we pour back out in the body as we obedience to that we have heard. God, I bless you, I honor you. And we believe it, we're going to go through even from this generation to the next. We praise you for all that you've done and doing. And we bless you, for you are worthy to be praised, that the battle is not ours, but is yours. And we get in position, those that are out of position, and those that are in position, that they stay in position. We bless you, and we glorify you. As we put our trust and our faith in you, the more, denying this flesh, mortifying it, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. We bless the Lord. We're going to open the lines. Praise the Lord for any remarks or anything else that the Lord bless and want to say through the servants that are on the line. Praise God. Just give me a moment before anyone speaks as I open the lines and giving God glory for what he's done this night. Amen. Just one more moment. I don't have all the lines open yet. Anyone? Thank you, Father. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Now the lines is open for any responses or however we give God glory. As the Lord bless Pastor Bird and Prophet to bring the word tonight. I thank God for it. The line is open for those that would like to respond.
Praise the Lord. This one, Alexander. Praise the Lord for the word. Praise the Lord. Thank God for such a wonderful word, because I enjoy every bit of it like a good plate of food.
Praise God.
So I thank God that I'm able to be on the line tonight to receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Oh, deliverance and encouragement, enlightenment.
Hallelujah.
Who else? Amen. The line is open.
Praise unto the Most High. I thank you for allowing us yet once again in his presence. I thank him for the word of revelation that he's given us tonight, and yet how we're yet waiting upon him, because we know that a lot of these things are going to come to pass. We give praise unto him because we know we stand in the position where he has given us, that all things are going to work together for the good of them who love him, who are called
Amen.
According to his purpose. I praise him for such an awesome word tonight that was given.
Thank you,
praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give honor and glory and praise to the Most High God. I thank God for the word on tonight. And I just thank and praise God. We've been studying in the book of 2 Chronicles, so and studying about kings. And as a matter of fact, I taught on Manasseh, the wicked king, and how he did not follow in the footsteps of his father. But I thank and praise God for this word. And as we're studying, I notice how God is, he's repeating some things. And I thank and praise God for that. And my, if I had something to leave with you, I would say God is speaking. Is anybody listening? So I thank and praise God. I love that. And I know I meditate on that, that the battle is not ours. It is, but it's the Lord. And he said, and I love that where he says, you don't have to fight. So you don't have to pick up no sticks, no knives, no guns. You don't have to do any of that.
Amen.
Of God. So I thank and praise God that sometimes we wrestle and we fight against things we don't need to even worry about. Let God handle it. Let God do what he's going to do. We just have to do what we are required to do, which is to stand on the wall, praise God, and seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. So I thank and praise God. This is a great and mighty message that I know God has been speaking to the church. He's been speaking to the body of Christ through these messages from Second Chronicles. And I hear God repeating things. And when he repeats them, it's like, okay, God is speaking. Is anybody listening? So I just pray that we take heed to the word of God and stop sweating and stop fighting and stop staying up at night, but trust God. Believe him, take him at his word, and let God deal with the adversary at the name of Jesus. So I just love God for this message that he gave to the woman of God on tonight, and I just bless the Lord for his mighty word. Okay, thank you, dear.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to thank and praise God for the woman of God bringing forth the word tonight. It was awesome, and it came right on time, and it also came in line with the word that we received today from the house of God, Pastor Burt, through Elder Cook today, and how God used her mightily. But then, like, as she was telling us about Jehoshaphat, how he pursued God, and as they were pursuing the enemy. And then it's the same thing as when she came in Judges chapter 7 when Gideon defeated the Midians. But they all had to seek the face of God and follow God's instruction and trust God and what God had told them to do. So all that come in line with what we received today, that we got to learn to trust God and let God order our steps and follow the instruction that he's given us. So I thank God and praise God for the word.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bird. I just thank God for the word. And that's because it was really good and I enjoyed it. And I ate it like the word of God said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I just thank God for the word that you have brought forth on tonight. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Before we close, anyone else? Praise the Lord. Prophet Vendrin, you have anything to say or anybody else?
Amen. I was coming. I was waiting for my turn. Love you, Pastor Bird. It's been a long time, but I tell you what, that word was right on point. Hallelujah. Just to stay in our position. So I'm very excited about the word spoken through you and our instructions for the year, and I receive it, and I love you dearly.
Love you. Praise God.
I praise God. Is that all for tonight? Bless the Lord. What a mighty move of God. Before we hang up or do our closing for tonight, we don't want to, at least before we close, if anyone has a prayer request, that's something that we need to target tonight for prayer or however, or if something that you need to put before the Lord, and we'll touch and agree with you before we hang up. We're still going to have prayer on Monday night at 7. We believe in the Lord for a move of God, and we'll have Prophet Sweetie to open us up with some end-time prayers tonight, tomorrow there will be a couple of testimonies behind whatever prayers that we pray, because the full body of Christ needs to be encouraged. And more than that, no matter how much after all kinds of stuff that's going on, we as believers, as my sister had just said, we need to position ourselves to know the battle's not ours, but sometimes we'll get lost in the battle and lose sight. But in the meantime, no matter what is going on in the cosmos, we still have to know this, to share even the testimonies of the great and mighty things that God is still doing, regardless of what the enemy says, for encouragement in the midst while we're praying those strongholds down. Definitely is a lot need to be done. So this, at this time, this is end time word, on time as well, and we just can't take it and not just dismiss it and just be, oh, that was good, but just like what Mother Willette had said earlier, and then even more confirmation is coming, even when Lord Evangelist Brenda came forth, we hear that word repeated, And God is trying to get us to get rooted and grounded in his word, like that tree by the rivers of water, and not to be moved, and to be steadfast, unmovable, and abounded in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain, and we do need more laborers in the vineyard. So as we position ourselves, get really determined like never before in these last days, and I to be committed, dedicated, obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, walking in agape and being in a place of forgiveness, and those things ending of the year or coming into the ending of 17 that he's given me, and I was sharing it even coming into 2018, and this is really position ourselves, get rooted and grounded. So at this time, if there is a prayer or for a request for yourself or someone standing in the proxy, we will go ahead and do that now, and don't let those words that God been through the prayers, but especially through those that have been bringing forth that word, God been bringing words like this, and some other times that we didn't have it, we got to really be determined like never before to hold fast to it and let it cause us to grow and expand, that God expand our territory as well. So at this time, is there any prayer requests before we hang up? And as I said, we will be praying on Monday night as well.
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Yes. Okay.
I would like for the prayer warrior to continue to keep New Hope Deliverance members in prayer, that we all come on one accord and working together so Pastor Anniversary this year would be very successful, and that there wouldn't be no stress or no strain on the body and also our pastor.
Okay, for New Hope.
New Hope and the men. And also for Pastor Bird, that we believe in God that her house is going to be sold.
Praise God.
All right.
What date is that anniversary, Brenda?
It starts on the 7th of June and it ends on the 11th of June.
Okay.
Any credit for tonight, so we can go ahead and make that that prayer request.
Minister BJ, I just want to tag with that prayer request just to lift up the body of Christ. And this message is good because, you know, what people in the body, I think they fail to realize is that it's not the flesh and blood that we're fighting against. So we've got to pray one for the other and pray for the body, pray for the leadership within the body of Christ. And when I look at position yourself, is whatever God has told you to do, whatever assignment that he has given you, you know, whatever call he has on your life, you need to be in that particular position and don't try to you know, let's say get in a different lane or try to do something you're not authorized to be doing, because when you get out of position, you're really messing with, you know, the body of Christ. And the enemy can come in and he can bring about confusion. He can bring about disruption. And his purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And a lot of times when we're not doing what we're supposed to do as people of God, we're interfering with the souls of these people that are trying to get to God. So we don't want to be in a position where we are causing people to stumble. We don't want to be in a position where we're causing people to be scattered. But we want to be, like I say often, a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. So I just continue to lift up the household of faith, of the body of Christ, and leadership, everyone in their particular places in the name of Jesus, because we have to, the scripture said, watch as well as pray. And just remember that it's not so much the people, but sometimes, and if a person is doing something and they're not doing what the word of God says, they need to be held accountable. You can't be scared to say, hey, listen, that's out of order. Doing what the word of God says. So I believe we just have to pray and we have to hold one another accountable to being the people of God that we're supposed to be. So I'll just lift up the body of Christ, the church. I say that the corporate body of Christ, because we are members of one another, but sometimes people who are even people in leadership, they're doing things that ought not to be. And what they're doing is they're interfering with souls that are trying to get God. And we don't need to be a stumbling block to anybody. So I pray for the household of faith, the corporate body as a whole, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen.
Has come on a regular, but it needs to be more in depth than it has been in time past, most definitely. Praise God. Well, at this time, we will go ahead and take those requests and put them on the altar now. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and, Pastor Bird, will you go ahead and cover that, because some of the things that you spoke tonight will be on the request that Pastor, that Mother Willette just requested. And we'll have her, and then I think Mother Willette, while you're on the phone, on the line, we'll go ahead and let you pray for Pastor Apostle Burton and New Hope Ministry for that anniversary, and also for the body being on one accord to accomplish this mission as Evangelist Brenda requested, and also at that time you can pray for Pastor Bird's house to be sold. So we're just going to briefly have those prayers go forth, and Pastor Bird will take the, before she closed, to take the prayer for the body of Christ. And so much was covered there, so she can pray in that area. And I'll just go ahead and then we'll just go ahead and dismiss. Once she said, then I'll come in just to close. So we go ahead and take those requests now. Let those prayer requests be prayed for now. So, Mother, we'll let you take this, like I was just saying, with the New Hope and Apostle Burton for strength and the blessings for the body coming together to accomplish that mission, and also Pastor Bird's house to be sold. And then Pastor Bird will take on for the body of Christ corporately for whatever Mother just said to cover that. So I want to repeat it. So, Lord,
okay.
Yes, we're going to take those things now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and mighty and holy name of Jesus, I thank you so much that you are so good to us, Heavenly Father. I thank you that you are the living God, the faithful, the holy Father God. And I pray to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Lord God, for the message on tonight and the messenger in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, specifically, we just pray to you because you said for us to pray always. And we pray with expectation, believing that we receive, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We do have faith in God. And you said if we speak to the mountain and say, uproot itself and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. So, and Jesus said that if we ask anything in his name, that he'll do it. And if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So we pray right now in accordance with the request for new hope, praise God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up that body of Christ in the name of Jesus, and we're praying that all will go well during the anniversary, and not just during the anniversary, but as people get together to meet with you, let them realize, Heavenly Father, that this is a special encounter. Each time we come together, where two or three are together, you are always in the midst. And, Father God, I pray that it will be on our focal point of understanding that because you're in the midst of us, Lord God, when you're in the midst and your presence is there, then whatever the body stand in need of, things should take place because you're in our midst. And, Father, if you're not going to be in our midst, if your presence is not going to be there, then sometimes things can go awry. It can just be messed up, Lord God. So we need you with us every single day, and especially when we meet corporately together, we desire your presence, O God, and we desire, Lord God, to be in the appropriate position that we need to be in as people of God in the name of Jesus. We need to be listening for what you're saying. We need to be looking to you, Lord God, for whatever it is that needs to take place. And God, I realize that we're living in a world where there's a lot of darkness going on, but you're still on the throne. So we pray to you because we realize that you're the one that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Thank you for being so good to us, and thank you for loving us so much that you want to bless us. You want to lift us up out of, Lord God, our situations. You want to heal those that are sick and save those that are lost. You want to be that very present help in the hour of need or time of trouble. So I thank you and I lift up this body, this New Hope Fellowship, Lord God, and I pray that you would bless them to understand how important it is when we come together and are on one accord. So help us to realize, hallelujah, that we need to be praying and seeking your face, as you said, to seek you while you're found and call upon you while you're near. So, Father, we seek you on behalf of New Hope, and we pray that this will be a blessed, the anniversary will be just what you want it to be, and we pray that you are glorified in all that we do and all that we say. And then, Heavenly Father, we lift up, praise God, the body of Jesus Christ, everywhere, especially when we meet corporately, Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we realize you've given, hallelujah, apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers, evangelists, Lord God. You put people in place so that the body of Christ can be thoroughly furnished for good works. And we need to be in our position, in our place, Lord God, so we can do what you have assigned each of us to do. Help us, Lord God, not to get out of order. Lord God, if we have sinned and fallen short by doing stuff that we should not have been doing, especially as leaders in the body, Father God, we don't want to be the reason to cause anybody to stumble, and we certainly don't want to be the cause of anyone fleeing from the church because of the junk that's going on within the house of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we realize when Jesus came to the temple, he had to throw out those money changers and those that were selling and buying within the house because they turned God's house into a den of thieves instead of a house of prayer. God, help us as a corporate people and help us to realize that you're on the throne and you're concerned about our relationship with you, and you're especially concerned about our relationship with others. Help us to realize that we are people who should be light and salt in this earth today. And especially as we meet together, let us, Lord God, reflect the body of Jesus Christ. Let us reflect the love of God in the name of Jesus. And let us, Lord God, seek to do good and not evil. Let us not give any place to the adversary. Forgive us, O God, as a corporate people in the name of Jesus, and help us. And now, Lord, we thank you that you can do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And we, Lord God, touch and agree with Pastor Bird that that house will be sold at the appointed time in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that our expectation is from you and that you already got the buyers, Lord God, and you already got it done. So by faith we pray that you are manifested in the natural in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Lord. Mother, we covered all the grounds on that. So, Pastor Bird, any comments or any remarks, we'll go ahead and let you do that, and then we'll get ready to just close for tonight. We give God glory for all that he's done tonight. I praise God, and we believe in God for those prayer requests are answered already in manifestation coming anytime now. Pastor Bird, you still there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, then you go ahead and you have any comments or remarks before we close?
I just want to close with this scripture, even as she was praying for the body of Christ, Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effective work in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye be henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkness, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. God wants us just to function as one body, and we thank God for that. And God, we do thank you for your word that came forth tonight. Thank you, Father God, that that the hearers was blessed by hearing the word. And thank you again, Father God, for this opportunity to speak to your people. Love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We do glorify the Lord for everyone tonight that had ears to hear and came to support. But we do glorify God most of all for the handmaiden, the speaker of the hour, and the word. Position ourselves and know that the battle is not ours. Trust him to take us through whatever the situation is. As we give glory and honor to the Lord tonight, we say shalom, and we'll meet you back, if the Lord say the same, like last, on Monday night, which is tomorrow, at 7 o'clock for the prayer meeting. And we're giving God glory, and we want to just tell you, continue to be encouraged, and angels be encamped. Pray the blood covering, the sweet rest and sleep. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Shalom. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a wonderful God. Awesome. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus.